This is Mr. Cage, and this is episode number 2 of Am I in a Healthy Relationship? I think that episode 1 was very, very good pertaining to the clarity. We talked about divorce in the past to advance to the future and how us struggling with understanding who we are and truly advancing and not adding to our life can equate to unhealthy relationships. For this podcast, we'll provide us, the listening audience, with some definitions to remember. I'll give my personal experience of being in unhealthy relationships, and then we will go into, we'll try to skim the surface on a relationship. Then I'll give you a preview of what an unhealthy relationship looks like. And I'm not being pessimistic, but I want to identify the problem before I bring us to a solution. And that's, I think that'll be a good practice for us in this episode. Moving forward, definitions to consider. Because if we're having this conversation and we're not providing you with definitions, then it can be difficult to ascertain and to follow our redefinition of this term, this relationship, healthy relationship, unhealthy relationship. We're going to give some definitions to remember. Then I'm going to go into my own personal experience where I identify and define a relationship according to Divine Works Education and Training. And then we will give the people and give the listening audience a definition to really catapult us into healthy relationships. But we want to identify the unhealthy first. And then that'll be done. So if anybody's listening, any of the listening audience, you need any clarity, specifics, or some things that you did not quite understand, you can reach myself directly. My email is divorcethepass@gmail.com. If you want to reach us on the business line, we can be reached at area code 773-599-1133. Once again, you can reach us directly at divorcethepass@gmail.com or via phone at area code 773-599-1133. Let us begin. Definitions to remember for clarity purposes. Arrested development. We skimmed that in the first episode, but we didn't provide a definition of it. And arrested development can be defined as aging without growing internally in terms of maturity. If I were to provide a definition of maturity, to me it means sacrificial living, selfless. When we're making decisions, we're not thinking about ourselves primarily. We're thinking about how this decision is going to affect everybody that we are connected to. When we don't make decisions from that aspect and perspective, then it allows us to remain in arrested development. Hence, we add to our lives achievements, awards, and acquisitions, and we don't advance internally in respect to our true identity and who we are called to be. Good segue into identity. Identity, who you are according to your purpose and destiny. Purpose, meaning, why am I here on this planet according to my identity, who I am, and my destiny, where my life is going. And the last definition is destiny. Where am I going according to who I am and why I'm here on the planet? These four definitions, and specifically those three, the identity, the purpose, and the destiny, will expedite our process of being in a healthy relationship. However, if we lack these definitions and When I say lack, I mean lack in our minds and understanding and application. Then we will find ourselves in unhealthy relationships and not know these relationships are unhealthy. Something to think about. Now, my own personal experience, let me take a breath, from being in unhealthy relationships. Before I give you my personal experience, I'm not saying that our relationship should be perfect. I'm not saying that at all. My mentor has taught us well in this aspect. Our relationships are not perfect, but they are healthy. And if you think about healthy, the word healthy, root word is heal. H-E-A-L. Not a heel, not a lady's heel. Heal. In order to heal, we must first be cut. We have to cut people, places, ideas, cultures, and experience from our lives that keep us in the realm or perspective or lifespan of who we thought we were. That is a major, major master key to understand. I wanted to get that before I go into my own personal experience concerning this topic, is that my relationship with women started off with my mom. My mom loved me. I love her. However, there were aspects of our relationship that were very abusive. I was abused emotionally, socially, and physically because of the abuse that she had experienced with her mom. Even though growing up in junior high, I was a gifted student, straight A's, honor roll, liked by teachers and people, it was still a deficit on the inside of me that I was unaware of because I hadn't been trained in the aspect of emotional intelligence. I hadn't been trained in the aspect of my identity. There were certain aspects of life that I had not been trained on. And because the people that was around me hadn't been trained and taught in that aspect, they identified me as a good person. And it was true. However, I wasn't great. I didn't understand who I was. And it led to me not doing my due diligence, not taking accountability for my actions and behaviors and situations because I thought nothing was wrong. This thought came from my mom. And it was a very subtle thought, but it was very pervasive because kids internalize the thoughts, the actions, and behavior patterns from their parents. Making a long story short, as I transitioned into adulthood, I found myself in a relationship, and y'all, I'm not saying that I dated a lot or dated everybody, but what I'm saying is this, is that I found myself in relationships with awesome women, women of God, awesome, wholesome women. But when I discovered a pattern of conflict within a relationship, my response was to blame and finger point and exit that relationship. There are two terms that I want you to be aware of. There's a term called cognitive dissonance and also cognitive distortions. Cognitive distortions are thoughts that are rooted in pessimism and negative based on our lack of self-esteem and, of course, how we feel about ourselves. Cognitive dissonance is a term that says, I give an example. I desire and have desired to be married. That's the thought. However, my actions and behaviors did not line up with that thought. And when pressure came, I would change my action, still having the same thought, but I would change my action to relieve the pressure from the conflict because many of us have identified conflict as something of dysfunctional and negative. Conflict is iron sharpens iron. It allows us to see where we're undeveloped and use another person's development to develop ourselves. In my situation, it caused me to exit, or I won't use the word cause, I will say result in me exiting relationships because I was not willing to work. Of course, I'm not like that now because I wouldn't be teaching it. You never teach what you haven't lived. You live what you teach, and you teach what you live. That's my story. And that's why it's important to understand who we are. When we get into these relationships and we see levels of dysfunction, we don't get scared and run back in a day of battle. We work together to resolve the conflict in order for us to shine as gold. Because gold normally is manifested under pressure, diamonds as well. Let's touch on this aspect of relationship. I'm going to define it for you and then give you the unhealthy aspect, and then we'll do a part three sometime next week. Relationship, according to Mr. Cage and Divine Works Education and Training, a relationship is an association or connection with someone or something. Things considered as ideas, experience, and culture that we trust will take us in a specific direction. The key word to relationship is trust. I know traditionally when we think about the word relationship, we attach ourselves to a person, whether it be a parent, a sibling, a peer, a romantic partner, or a co-worker, teachers, counselors, mentors as well. But this redefining of relationships takes us into a whole nother realm of understanding. It broadens our perspective. It doesn't take away from the meaning, but we add to the meaning to enhance it. And as I said in the first episode, to put it on steroids. Examples. I can be in a relationship with people and places and things that are tangible, meaning people and places that are able to be touched and have physical presence. An example is a favorite store that I would like to go to. All right, let's say Best Buy. I can touch Best Buy. I have a relationship with Best Buy. It's one of my stores. It has a offline presence, physical, and an online presence. Conversely, we can also be in relationship with ideas, and this is key, thoughts, experience, and cultures that are intangible. You hear my siren again. If you hear that, that means that thoughts are coming that should awaken us. Example of being in a relationship. You like that, right? Examples of being in a relationship with experiences that are intangible. You can't touch songs, but we love music. We take on that thought, that culture from the person that's singing and their experiences. We connect with it and make it our own. And normally we live from that paradigm, that thought. In closing, these expressions are not able to be touched and don't have physical presence. However, all can produce tangible results in our lives that can be touched and have physical presence. I love to use the example of a baby. Back in the day, I'm 38. Back in the day, we used to listen to old school Sunday. A lot of music that would take you back to when times were different. A lot of awesome memories. And many of us were conceived by these songs. Our parents connected with those songs, intangible. It resulted in a physical interaction, and we produced the baby. Meaning that intangible items can produce tangible results when we find ourselves in relationship with the ideas and experiences that trigger those thoughts. Got it? Lastly, I want to go into the unhealthy part, and then I'll come back in the next episode and talk about the healing and the healthy relationship, because there are different types of healthy relationships, but I promised, and we will deliver. What is an unhealthy relationship, y'all? An unhealthy relationship or a negative, something that takes away from us, that's a liability. It can be a person, it can be a place, it can be a thing connected to an idea, concept, or culture. A healthy unhealthy relationship or a negative relationship is an association or connection with someone or something we trust in that threatens our spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, social, and financial well-being. And it is only beneficial to one party. That's the major key about being in an unhealthy relationship, that it poses as a threat, the person or the thing, and it's only beneficial to one person or one thing. Let me give you some tangible examples. Traditionally, when we find ourselves in relationships, we connect with people. Let's say that you have someone that you took a liking to. You saw them as a romantic partner. If you find yourself in a relationship with that individual, male or female, and their actions only benefit them, that can be considered as unhealthy. That has to be addressed because it poses a threat to your safety, because they, he or she, is thinking about themselves primarily and not considering you. And that's a tangible example of unhealthy relationships. Now, let me take this to another level or another expression. When we find ourselves in conflict with people, we have the tendency to finger point and not assess ourselves in the situation. So I'm going to assess us in terms of being in unhealthy relationships. I'm in a relationship with an awesome young lady, and I'm doing the only child syndrome, and I'm thinking about myself. That's going to produce an unhealthy, or not, it will, it can produce an unhealthy relationship, a one-sided relationship between her and I, because I'm thinking about myself. So let's self-assess us before we point at other individuals, right? In terms of an item, let's use a controversial item. Let's use marijuana, all right? If I find myself needing marijuana, a want transformed into a need, and I become dependent on that, then that relationship is unhealthy because it threatens my mental, physical, and emotional, and sometimes social well-being. This is Mr. Cage, teacher, trainer, facilitator, motivational speaker for Divine Works Education and Training. Thank you for listening to this episode 2 of Am I in a Healthy Relationship podcast. We will send out episode 3 next week. If you got any questions, feel free to reach out on any form of social media. You can email me directly at divorcethepass@gmail.com. Also, if you got any questions and you want to talk and get some more clarity, you can reach us directly at 773-599-1133. Also, any training or speaking opportunities, we can be reached at those two contact pieces of information as well. Be awesome. Be great at who you are. Really absorb what was shared. And I look forward to hearing from you in regards to your feedback and comments.